Welcome to Dialed Org, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am joined tonight in my basement by Dork Almighty Matt Minar.
Dan sucks.
Indeed, Dan the Master Googler has let us down yet again. Also joined tonight by the nicknameless Russ Miller.
Hola.
Now, Russ, is that an Observer t-shirt like the Observer newspaper?
No, this is a Ultimate Referee shirt.
Oh, that sucks.
They call them Observers.
Okay. No refs?
Just Observers.
Just Observers? Very interesting. Is it a self-policing situation?
Exactly. Observers are there just to clarify when players cannot work out disputes.
Well, I got, what do we got for tonight's show? I got pieces of flair. I have, I believe I have a tale from the, I have a tale from the dork side. What else do we have? Oh, we've got a new segment, a brand new segment.
Shane?
Yes, I've decided that Shane's segment, and Shane, if you're listening, which I know you're not, but you will be like tomorrow or something at work. I think what I'd like to do is have Shane pick out his favorite YouTube clip of the week. And we'll highlight. We'll try to find the hidden gems on YouTube.
That Darth Vader clip was classic.
Which one?
The first one that he sent.
The Darth Vader's being an smart ass.
Yeah. I really liked Chad Vader.
Yeah, Chad Vader was good too. So we'll point out all of those.
Fix my levels. I'm as usual way the hell off of the charts.
You're too high?
What are you talking about?
I'm far too high.
That looks fine.
When I get excited, you know.
That looks fine. Just be right there at the top.
I notched you down one notch.
All okay, right, you perfect. Notched him down Thank one you. Notch. You potted him down.
He's been potted.
Okay. Anyway, so so we're gonna have like I don't know what we'll call it. Maybe like the Tech for Life YouTube clip of the week or something like that, or Shane's clip of the week or Shane's YouTube clip of the week or.
I say we table that discussion because those are no good ideas.
You don't think it's a good segment idea or just
no,
a bad name?
No, I like the segment idea. I just you know. The random taglines you were spewing out were not your usual quality work.
Oh, like getting physical with Dr. J?
That's just quality work.
That's just genius.
It was, you know.
Dork Almighty's free software of the week. Do we have one of those?
No.
Terrific.
I might be able to dig something up.
We might be able to come
Although
up with
I guess I can talk about a couple things that are upcoming anyway.
Sure. Terrific.
What about Amitai Schleyer?
Oh. That could be him.
Ring.
Ring. I can summon him by saying his name right, three times.
Hold on, 1 second now.
Beetlejuice. You know, I wonder if that would work on Jenna
Hey, Dory, I think I've got it.
Jenna Jameson.
Hello.
Nothing.
Damn.
Hello, Irving Cat.
Is this Amitai?
This is.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you to the show.
It's been a long time since we've had Amitai Schleyer on the show. I don't even think we ever gave you a nickname, did we?
I'm not sure about that.
He's the Mac Test, the Amitai Schleyer.
I think we could call you the Mac Daddy.
That's pretty cool, but what about the legacy of Doug?
Well, he was Senor Crapple.
Oh, he can have that one.
that's mighty wide of you. So, Amitai, talk to us. Where have you been? How are you doing? And what's happening?
Am I actually piped right through to the sound system already?
Si, senor.
Oh, that's right. You're on the show right now.
That's extraordinarily techno-savvy. Are you guys some kind of dorks?
Actually, I'm holding a microphone to my speakerphone of my phone here in the basement.
Shouldn't have told me. I was really impressed.
However, I will say that this particular speakerphone, it runs Linux.
That's a lie.
It's more like a spectacular phone.
It's actually a lie.
It's NetBSD.
It's like an old 900 megahertz GE cordless phone with a speakerphone on the base.
So pretty much if you say the first thing in every series and leave out the second thing, I will continue to think you're a golden god.
Perfect. So, where have you been? Where are you going?
Well, I'm in New York, as it is called by those of us in the know. And I've been here for just about almost a year, probably another week or so is when I first moved here. And I've been going to school at Julumbia University. And I got straight Jews, I mean A's, last year.
Awesome. Very well done.
Oh, it's going really well. I'm actually looking forward to having school start again in a month.
Now, how have you been able to reconcile your laziness?
That is a great, great question. the answer is I don't fully understand it yet. But for some reason, this time I actually want to be in school, and I haven't questioned that too hard. I'm just letting it work. And so I still procrastinate. I still do stuff at the last minute. For those of you who know me, it's still identifiable as Amitai. But I'm leaving myself enough time to do a fairly good job of everything. So far, so good.
Terrific.
Hey, Amitai, do you have any comments on the lackluster Apple WWDC?
I'm not totally sure it was lackluster. That's not really a strong opinion, I said. But it's Apple typically doesn't make their hugest announcements during the developer conference. So on the one hand, as a fanboy, as much as I'm a fanboy of anything, it's for Apple or for NetBSD, I was really hoping there'd be some, you know, explosively awesome news. But the coolest thing I'm actually going to change about my life is probably getting a Mac Pro, if I can justify that. Other than that, I don't really know what to care about from this one.
Well, I think there was somebody put a post up today on, it was either Slashdot or Ars Technica or something, that says that, you know, because of the developers conference was so boring, that apparently Jobs must be losing it.
Well, you could pretty much, the case has been made at every point in his career that he lost it at that point. So it could be now. It could have been 30 years ago. He could have lost it at birth. It's hard to say. I think we should expect, as usual, the big announcements from Macworld in January. That's probably where some big spiel will occur.
Where's Macworld going to be held?
I think they phased out to Boston, so I'm going with San Francisco as my educated guess.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
Probably not. I've never gone before, and during my poor student years, it's probably not the first time to do it.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
So what else do we have for young Jewish Amitai struggling in big, bad New York City?
I don't think he's struggling at all.
I know. He's actually doing fine. So, Amitai.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite pizza in New York City?
This is a difficult question to answer. I'm from Chicago.
Oh. Ah, so you have a...
You want a deep dish, not a slice.
Do you have a predilection for thick crusts and massive heaps of cheese?
Sort of genetically, yes. But at the same time, it's not really... Like, they're not even really the same kind of food, the Chicago-style pizza versus New York-style pizza. What really gets my goat is the New Yorkers here who keep saying, like, Pizza Joint A is the best pizza in New York. You really have to go there. And you go there, and it's like some floppy, oily piece of crap, and I don't understand the big deal. Like, if you're gonna champion a particular pizza joint as being the paragon, the apotheosis, as it were, of New York-style pizza, then it should be, you know, thin, a little crispy. Like, the crust should be good. That's the whole point of a New York pizza, right? Am I wrong?
No, I agree that it all starts with the crust in New York. My mom, who grew up in New York and New Jersey, you know, is convinced, and so is my wife, actually, is convinced that the water in the New York area or up there in the Northeast is just different and just reacts differently with the flour and everything else. And the crusts and bagels and breads and everything, all baking just is different in New York and the East Coast because of the water. You have anything to say to that?
That's a cool theory. I mean, the water does taste like ass.
But when it makes
a hell of a loaf.
Like, it could be that it's really hard water and the minerals in there, you know, do their thing on the dough. I don't know, but what I do know is, like, your average New Yorker championing crap floppy pizza doesn't really endear me to them or to their pizza. But I have found one really good one on the Lower East Side, not too far from Katz's Delicatessen, which you may have heard of.
Which is off the hook.
It is off the hook. It's called Little Frankie's, and it's just down the street from a place where I drink with my NetBSD buddies pretty often.
Okay.
And they make a prosciutto and arugula pizza that is...
Arugula!
...good as it sounds, and the crust is good, too.
Well, if I may suggest to you a pizza place... I think I'm getting call waiting.
Too bad for them.
I am getting call waiting. It's my mother-in-law. I'm not picking it up. Okay. Well,
she's not listening.
Sorry, my...
basically, if I may recommend a pizza place to you...
Please do.
It's called Pintails. But it's spelled P.
Say it one more time.
It's spelled pin tail, like pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh, okay.
But it's it's PINTAILE apostrophe S. Pintail's Pizza.
Where is that located? Across?
Well, I think they've got a couple of locations, but I know that there's one at, like, I want to say something like 83rd and Madison.
I'm not kidding. So Upper East Side?
Yeah. So it's like 83rd and Madison or somewhere in there. And they do like a whole, they do their crust as like a whole wheat flour.
Ooh, nice.
And it's you know, obviously really thin, and it's typical New York pizza, but they do some really unique toppings, and they do this kind of more of a whole wheat flour crust, and I think you might dig it. And it's got a kind of an earthier, like darker kind of a flavor than that other pizzas, like that bright. It doesn't use like a bright, sweet tomato sauce. It's more of a dark kind of a flavor.
You said darky.
I know I said darky, but I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, get away from
that's
that tar,
okay,
baby.
Yeah.
The pizza sounds really good. I'm going to put that on my to-eat list.
So, Pintail, see if you can look it up and check it out and report back to me.
Right on.
All right, so what else is going on? What are you studying up at Columbia?
Well, thing number one for sure is music. I'm absolutely convinced of that one. I've taken the first year of music theory that's required for the major, and I've finished the sequence already of ear training, which is where they teach you how to identify the pitches that you hear and write them down on a staff, and then vice versa, if you're given a melody, to just sight sing it without any practice or without having heard it before. And so I'm already pretty far along on that, even though I do have to go to school for 3 more years to get a degree. So music is for sure, I'm very sure about that. I will be focusing on classical composition. And then the other topic of major or concentration is either going to be physics, depending on how honors math goes this year, or else linguistics, which I'm pretty sure I would enjoy as well.
All right. So let me ask you a question. So when you're done with school, which computer company are you going to go back to work for?
fanboy speaking here would probably go to Apple.
All right.
We have been working this summer for a business consulting kind of company in New York in an IT consulting capacity.
That's cool.
Hopefully that's something I can keep up in future summers, because it's been a really nice place to work and pays really well, and the hours are really flexible and so on. So, like, at least for summer employment for the next couple summers, that would be ideal. But when I graduate, I'm hoping, although I do have to pay off these insane student loans, I'm hoping that this leads to some kind of either grad school in one subject or the other, or if there's a way to do it, you know, a paying job in one of these fields. But it's not that I hate technology, you guys know that. It's that I kind of want to branch out. And so if it's possible to get a career in a different area, I'd like to see how that works. But I always have my IT skills to fall back on.
But you can't get a career in music listening?
If I could just get somebody to pay me to do it, I'm already doing it, man.
Perfect. All right, look, man, so we're going to just kind of like move on with the show, and why don't you just chime in when you feel like it. We can hear you. You can hear us, right?
Right up.
All right, so we'll just kind of – I'm glad we were able to get caught up there, figure out what you're doing, and this is great. We appreciate you calling in, and we're going to move forward.
Cool, let's do it.
All right, so – okay, let's move forward then.
Well, tell us your tales from the dark side.
Oh, well, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I picked up a 4-port serial ATA RAID 5 PCI card. Now this is serial ATA 1.
Pourquoi?
For what? What do you think?
For backup.
For a RAID.
Is it for our music machine?
It's not for our music machine. It's for my jukebox.
Oh, your porn collection.
Something like that. Anyway, the point is that I got this card. And so so it came in the mail from eBay. I got it for like $40.
Nice buy.
Yeah.
It's a good amount of bucks.
Yeah, well, I got it for the 4-port RAID 5 serial ATA card is easily 100.
Yeah.
At Micro Center. So I got it for like 40, shipped from Hong Kong, which I've never had a problem with before. It shows up quickly, like in a week.
I'll point out at this point that I'm sitting next to a box with a bunch of drives on top of it, and there's a serial ATA card box near it.
Yeah.
I suspect this is where things go south.
Well, here's what happens is that I get the card, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, well, now I got to go get some serial ATA drives to go with it. And so I took like...
Which are plummeting in price right now.
Well, I know, but I took like 2 weeks and I just... I got every, you know, periodical or flyer, whatever you want to call it, e-flyer from every like discount computer shop. Everything from like ProVantage to
you didn't just follow
Tiger
your
Direct to
your RSS feeds on.
Well, I did those too. I did those too. I would search them.
I always see those all the time.
I would search them periodically just for serial ATA. Yeah. You know, SATA.
Right.
So, you know, I was doing this and I finally settled on like geeks.com, computergeeks.com.
A relatively, I think, trustworthy vendor. That's good.
Yeah, they're good. And I got 4 Western Digital 250 gig
nice
serial ATA 1 8 meg cache drives with 1 year warranties for $59.99 a piece.
Sweet.
So you got collectively 750 gigabytes
yeah
of storage for $250.
It was like 230 something. Oh no, you're right. It was like 250. 240.
Are there rebates involved?
What's that?
Are there rebates involved?
No rebates.
That's good.
That was another thing that I liked about it. And the problem with rebates is they only let you buy one. Well, it'll let you cash in one rebate per household, and I really wasn't trying to get all my friends to do it for me. And then 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, you know, cash in 4 $20 checks or something.
So what's the warranty on those drives? Because one of them's going to fail.
1 year.
But you can't really get more than that these days, can you?
Well, I think you can get 3 year from, like, retail box Seagates or, you know, and stuff like that. But these
4 times as much.
These are 1 year warranties, and... So I get them. I earned a $25 gift certificate from Micro Center for all my purchases that I've made on my Micro Center Visa. So I used that to buy some power connectors and SATA cables. I hooked it all up, and no matter what I tried, only 3 of the drives would register on the card at once.
Sweet.
But that kind of makes sense.
How?
Well, if it's reserving, did it register one as a hot spare?
What I'm saying is it, huh?
One of them may be registered as a hot spare.
Well, it had no configuration of any kind. It hadn't established a RAID yet. I hadn't created a RAID. I hadn't designated one as a hot spare or anything.
Okay.
The card was fresh. The drives were fresh. And when it boots, during the post, it says, here are all the, it says here are all the drives I see. And I only saw 3.
That doesn't sound right then.
No shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you should have at least gotten...
all 4.
Before...
You bought 4 drives and the computer only saw 3 drives?
Exactly. I hooked up 4 drives to the 4 ports, but when during...
It shouldn't have seen any of them. It should have recognized a RAID card and given you an option to that.
This was not the motherboard BIOS. This is the card BIOS that pops up after the motherboard post.
Okay.
This is like the card post.
Thank you.
During the card post, it tells you how many drives it sees, and it only saw 3.
Okay.
So I tried rearranging the connections, and it still only saw 3.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, fuck. So now I did 1 drive, confirmed that it worked, you know, in port 1. I got port 1, then I got port 2, then I got port 3, and then port 4, or it was either like port 3 didn't work or port 4 didn't work. One of those things. So I did like one at a time and turn on, wait, turn off. And of course, I was doing it on one of these old Dell servers I have, which takes forever to post. So I'm like, fuck. All right, so I say, okay, one of the ports is bad. And I'm like, fine. So I email the vendor, and I'm waiting to hear back, right? But I'm like, one day, I'm like, well, let's just try it again. You know, so I like reseat the card, and I try plugging them all in again, and boom, there they all are, all 4. So I'm like, awesome. Maybe I just didn't seat the card all the way, or maybe I just didn't seat it right, or... maybe one of the SATA connections wasn't quite right or something.
You needed to do the Atari cartridge trick.
I did. I had to do the Atari cartridge trick. Exactly. So I do that. And then every single time I either tried to, format the volume or copy files to it, eventually, you know, within like 10 or 15 minutes, I would get a RAID failure and the whole drive would disappear. So
that's an optimal performance.
And since it's been like 10 days... with no response from the vendor, My Hong Kong experience is
soured.
Soured a little bit. I've had good experiences with those guys. I even remember that little stupid OLED music player that I got.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing, the first one I got, didn't work right. And so I sent, and they said send it right back, and I sent it back, and they sent me a new one, and they crossed paths over the ocean. And
isn't it holiday time in Singapore? Where the hell is it from?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Anyway, the point is that it's not going to work. So instead, I decided to go out, and I have purchased, and it's waiting for me at Micro Center, a Conroe Intel Core 2 Duo, the brand new chip, the E6300, the bottom of the line. Core 2 Duo.
How does that have any bearing to a RAID card?
Well, because I have to get a new motherboard,
hey,
and I'm
going to
buy
RAID
one
5.
With four SATA ports on it and RAID 5.
This one doesn't support RAID 5.
I know that's what you're thinking. That's what you're thinking. And I saw the box, and I'm like, that's not good. Well, hold on 1 second. Hold on. This came with it. One of you may read.
You read?
Oh my God, what is this? Oh my God.
Thanks
what is
for purchasing the 3114 RAID 5 controller from us. This 3114 card is already loaded with 5.3.14. Blah, 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 blah. So, okay. New firmware allows it
so
to
they,
run.
So they flashed
RAID
the RAID 5 firmware on there. And when you go into the sort of card BIOS, if you will, the configuration, it gives you RAID 5 and RAID 10 as a possibility.
Let me ask a crazy question.
Go ahead.
Crazy.
Is that the question?
No, that was a decoy. My crazy question is, do you actually want hardware RAID, or are you using like 2003 server or something where software RAID is pretty good? Exactly.
I actually don't have server software from Microsoft, let's say, that can run a software-based RAID 5.
Doesn't 2003 allow that?
Well, you have to have server.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I think you gave it to me.
Yeah, but it's not legal.
Yeah.
And I can't activate it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lightning has just struck this house.
Why?
By the way, I have a bunch of virtual machines on my machine, and I was with a dubious sourced XP install. So I had to I was trying to download some little fix, and it asked for WGA, Windows Genuine Advantage. And I was like, crap. And, of course, it didn't work. But my host hardware... It did. So I downloaded it there and transferred it over, and no problem.
Awesome.
Nice. So, awesome. Irv,
so the point is, I'm gonna get a motherboard that has onboard RAID 5, and we'll be done.
Oh.
I may have to spring for
a
really expensive
money, yeah.
Asus board that actually has, like, 8 SATA ports on it. I might want to do a RAID 1 of SATA 2 drives to hold my operating system.
Yeah, I would do.
This is
going to
be my main computer.
I don't even bother with one. I just do a straight drive and make sure it's ghosted, recover it real quick.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. I'll probably just get one SATA 2 drive and throw it on there because these drives are SATA 1 and they don't need to be fast. They just need to protect my gobs of video
this
files.
This is how we
ended
up spending a lot of money on software stuff. We got a great deal and it didn't work, so now we got to spend more.
Yeah, well, luckily, I mean, I only dropped 40 on the RAID card and. I'll live.
Right.
Why don't you just get another RAID card from Micro Center? I mean, instead
he's
of
got
the
his Core Duo on the
well,
way, dude.
The reason that I got the Core 2 Duo, not Core Duo,
whatever,
Core 2 Duo, yeah, yeah. Is A, everyone's raving about the chip as just being absolutely magnificent. Apparently, it runs very cool. And the chip I have upstairs, my computer's incredibly unstable, as we all remember when it used to be down here, and it crashed all the time. So I'm getting sick of it, and it can't hardly do... It's a Pentium 4, 2.8 gigahertz with a 1 meg cache, and it can't do, like, you know, it can't do 10 things at once, and it's really starting to piss me off.
I need to do 10 things
I
at
need
once.
To do 10 things at once.
God damn it.
I need to render, you know, I need to render
porn.
You know, super VCD streams porn. Or whatever. You know, I'm not that big into the porn anymore, goddammit. You know?
I would never have called you big.
Have you stopped beating your wife as well?
What's that?
Have you stopped beating your wife as well?
I gotta say that...
You haven't stopped beating your wife?
By the way, Ty, I don't know if you know this, but Dory's 6 months pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
With my son.
Or somebody's.
Or somebody's.
Which means that he beats her all the time now.
Well, no, actually, I mean, she's a lot easier to catch. Let's put it that way. She's having a little trouble with evasive maneuvers, but
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. But actually, I gotta say that I was never turned off by, like, you know, pregnant porn. I didn't, like, seek it out, but it didn't turn me off. I gotta say, I'm kind of enjoying having sex with my pregnant wife. I gotta say, it's pretty,
I'm sure is your child.
It's pretty sweet. Did you ever hear that? Do you know that joke?
Everybody knows that joke.
Anyway, by the way,
I don't know that joke.
I had to call it. it's kind of a visual one. So next time I see you, I'll tell you.
All right.
But I called my rabbi because I had to find out about getting a moil for the bris, and he told me a totally filthy joke.
That's hot.
So I'm on the phone with my rabbi, and he says,
"Oi."
He says, "Do you know the three positions of? Do you know the three pregnant positions?" And I'm like, "No." And he says, "Okay, well, first trimester is missionary." Because, you know, she's not showing yet. But second trimester is doggy style. He says this to me. Second trimester is doggy style. It's a little easier with the tummy and everything. And I'm like, okay, what's the third trimester? He goes, coyote style. And I'm thinking, like, coyote, like, what, chew your arm off or something? He goes, no, you just sit at the hole and howl. And then he starts laughing. He's like, that's the filthiest joke I know. And, you know, all this stuff. And starts getting all embarrassed because he's supposed to be a pillar of society, but
they're allowed to do it and stuff.
Well, you know, rabbis are really kind of, they really try to be very, very, most of them try to be down to earth, you know, that real shalom in the home shit, you know, real
shalom in the home,
real down to earth. They want to tell dirty jokes that, you know, they have wives and kids and families. They're just, you know, they're just like,
they're
like regular people, but they're learned, and they,
on a whim. Is this a reform rabbi?
No, conservative.
Wow.
Conservative, and he wears a yarmulke, and his kids wear their kids wear talis, his two sons wear their talisim under their shirts and stuff. You see the strands poking out from underneath.
And this guy says coyote style?
Yeah, he said doggy style. But actually, I wasn't that surprised because I believe there's several chapters in the Talmud that directly reference doggy style.
Is it the Kama Sutra?
No, when they were translating. No, I'm kidding.
That's what inspired the Kama Sutra.
I'm joking, by the way. There's nothing in the Talmud about doggy style, I'm pretty sure.
I would be surprised if the Word of God did not include some chapters on sex.
Well, it should. I mean, if it's supposed to be a manual for living.
There you go.
You know, or something, then they really ought to have something about how to stick it to your wife.
And if you're going to live, you're going to do it doggy style.
If you're going to be fruitful and multiply.
Doggy style.
You better know. So anyway, so that's the deal there. I don't even know how we got into that.
You know, being an ignorant.
Oh, and that's non-Jew. why I'm getting a core two duo.
What the hell is a moil and a bris?
Oh, okay.
What?
What?
I'm not Jewish.
Okay.
I don't know these things.
A bris.
It sounds like
is
you know,
a ceremony.
It's a party.
It's a ceremony. And it's not solemn at all. It's more of a joyous thing of a baby boy is circumcised.
Oh, that
thus, creating his covenant with the Lord, and making him part of his people. You know, but it happens at 8 days.
You know, the Lord has got to be laughing his ass off at that one.
He's like, I got these guys so screwed up. They're cutting their dicks off.
Exactly.
No, I mean, it's like talk about. talk about codependent. Anyway, the point is that.
So what's the moil?
The moil is a rabbi or someone who performs the ceremony and the circumcision.
Do they have to have any kind of clinical training or what?
I don't actually know.
There's all kinds of cool stuff. They like. The rabbis know how to slaughter things. They know all kinds of neat stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rabbis may need to know how to. Prepare an animal for kosher consumption. You know, you might have to like humanely kill an animal and drain it of its blood. That's what. I think that's what you see. If you see like a deli that's glatt, GLATT.
Yeah.
It means that like the like they've done like extra work to like make sure there's no blood in the meat or anything like that. So, is that right, Amitai? You kike you?
I just live around a lot of Jews, but I'm barely one myself.
Ah, well, anyway.
Speaking of Jews, how's Lieberman doing?
That's today, isn't it?
There's no headline on CNN yet for any kind of numbers.
I wonder when the results are I think he's going to lose.
I suspect so as well.
I think he's going to. Did you hear that they were talking? It's funny that you mentioned that because they had it was a whole technology-based thing today. Because they're claiming that Lamont supporters hacked his site. But it turns out that somebody, one of these bloggers, did a little digging and found Lieberman's FEC, which is the Federal Elections Commission.
Okay.
Or Electoral Commission. I think it's the Elections Commission or Election
Erectile.
Commission. What's that?
Erectile.
A Federal Erectile Commission. They found his filing that he submitted for his hosting. Or his website expenses. And it turns out he hired, like, you know, some guy to work on his website and make changes. It would be like hiring me. Okay, and this guy took the money and, you know, hired the cheapest hosting he could find to make more profit. And this hosting provider only gave him, like, 10 gigs per month or something. So they ran out, and, like, you know, hadn't paid the overage bill or whatever, so that's why the website went down. Ouch. It was not a hack at all.
Good stuff.
Just shows that he's cheap.
And I don't want to hear any Jewish jokes.
It wasn't him. It was
he paid this web developer guy, like, $500 a month or something.
They named the new NFL commissioner.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell Jewish jokes anymore.
Why?
He's not a Jew, though. You guys cut your penises off, for God. I mean,
we don't cut our penises off. We merely cut off our foreskins.
We're trying to make it an even battle.
Well,
give up
exactly. I actually like what they said on South Park, which is that they do it because it makes it look bigger.
Oh, I got to go get this done then.
So you haven't had it done?
Yes, I am circumcised. Okay. Just not by a moil. I suspect by some doctor or nurse.
Yes, exactly. And that's how it's for most people. Jewish boys, when they're 8 days old, a moil performs a bris at a ceremony, and the family's there, and there's a nice deli platter. And
oh, that's exactly what I want with my.
They're really very nice. They give they give the baby a little drop of wine, you know.
Show him a movie.
It's nice. It's nice. It's nice. They show him a little porno to, you know, to get him in the mood.
You might as well show some Hellraiser or something, crying out loud.
So, anyway, so yeah.
That's all right. We're all excited and waiting for your child.
No, so that's kind of interesting. Yeah. So that's all kind of, that's very interesting. I wonder, it would be great if little Com Group could become like, you know, like Com Empire. Group and Son, you know.
Com Group and Son.
That'd be cool. So anyway, exactly. Exactly. We'd be like, I see like a junkyard full of old monitors and, you know, old like AT cases and fucking AT keyboards and bullshit. Like just sit gathering dust in the pile outside. What's that?
Is Lamont in the running for the names?
Lamont, the name is actually Fraley Benjamin Katz.
Fraley? How's that spelled?
As an Ace Fraley? No, it's not.
I don't know that either.
It's a Fraleigh, Fraley. And it's Dory's grandmother's maiden name, the people who raised her father.
Interesting.
And I guess they were Shirley Fraley, Dory's great uncle, was, I guess, a wonderful man and raised her father when he was a boy and was just a great guy. And so I guess we're honoring. So we're not going to name the kid Shirley. We're going to go with Fraley.
So let me be the one to ask for this because I got a pretty ridiculous name.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to call the kid.
Well, we're actually going to call him Frank. He's actually going to be Frank or Frankie. And Frank is actually my grandmother's, my great grandfather's name.
After dead people.
Yeah, well, Frank is my great grandfather's name. His name was actually Fievel, in the mouse.
That's awesome.
His name was Fievel. And his name, he went by Frank, and that's my grandmother's father. And Benjamin is a name is in honor of my dad, Barry. We didn't want to use the name Barry, so we used a B name instead, Benjamin. So Fraley Benjamin Katz. And actually, it turns out my grandmother said that Freilich is Yiddish for happy or glad.
Amitai could tell us. He's been taking
that.
So there you go. Freilich is happy or glad, and so that's good too.
The happy Benjamin.
You would say a Freilich Yontef, which means a happy good day.
Yeah, Yontef is my next door neighbors were the Yontefs. David Yontef.
No kidding.
He was a very good Yontef. You say that to people in shul. You say, good Yontef, good day. How are you?
Another question about the baby. Does he know how to double kick yet?
Does he what?
Does he know how to double kick yet?
Double kick?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but Dory is unhappy about the fact that he knows exactly where her bladder is and likes to sit on it or use it as an ottoman.
It's comfy.
Yeah, I guess. It's not. She got up 11 times last night to pee. When we drove to Atlantic City this past weekend, we were in Atlantic City this weekend, and we stopped, and I kid you not, 14 times in a 475-mile drive for her to pee.
Oh,
did
my
pee
God.
Time, or did she just felt like she had to? Or?
She just feels like she had. She literally will go to the bathroom, and while walking back to the car will say, I have to fucking pee again.
So, 20, 25 years from now, she'll be laughing at you when you're doing that.
Yeah, when my prostate's the size of a pineapple.
Ow.
Yeah, I guess I'll be peeing a lot and not very
like
successfully.
If it's spiny,
I but I'll have the last laugh because she won't get any sex.
I'm not sure if she knows about
you.
That now.
I mean, even less sex than she's getting now. They'll be like it'll be like the annual shtup.
I just don't want to say anything.
All right. Say, on a more technological note, I heard there's not going to be any virtual PC. Microsoft's not going to produce virtual PC
for
Intel
Mac.
Macs.
Yeah. This is true.
Right?
And what's more...
sounds like sour grapes to
VMware just announced that they are going to produce their product, pardon me, for Macs. Which I don't know if that includes running that as a guest OS or not. Hmm. I would love to run... a little OS X. And
are you guys
virtual machine?
Is this true that Mac just released a whole bunch of security patches? Is that true? Like last week?
I did hear about a hack last week where people could get in via Wi-Fi cards on Macs. It's a hack that applies to some other cards too, but it's one of the first sort of.
Yeah, I read about that too and picked up all of the hearsay about it as well. It was an interesting story, but what's more interesting is that Apple is playing. Has played hardball with the security company that supposedly found the flaw.
Really?
And have managed to make them not, had made them not release it until
they're
the,
bastards
until
to
the
people
Dev
like that.
Conference.
They don't like the web.
I was amazed.
Well, there have been a couple of articles that have taken up my mantle of, as market share increases. So will the attention, and the hackers will focus their attentions on
you build it, and they will come.
The Mac, and somebody will
you sell
find
it
something.
And they will come.
Evidently, the exploit was only good on default connections, which I guess aren't the best. Most setups, you will have to do something to the Wi-Fi connection in order to make everything happy and working. I'm speaking because I don't have a Mac. I'd like to have a Mac, but I don't have one. This is just what I read. Is that you have to do something to it, so it's only people who really just have them, haven't really
unconfigured,
bothered to
basically.
Configured and, the default set.
Which, of course, is what Mac people want from their hardware and software.
No, they like that zero configuration, but even to make the network work, you still have to do something.
Well, unless the whole network is unprotected.
You have to do something to make the machine vulnerable?
No, vice versa.
Okay.
You have to do
absolutely... to the security hole, but I can say about virtual PC disappearing, it's kind of predictable because it's Microsoft and they sell only what they really need to for market purposes, but B, it's not that significant because if Intel Macs, which at this point is all that's being sold, there's a product called Parallels, which uses virtualization, I think, a lot like Zen that I talked about many months ago when I was last on the show. And it's available now, and it works very well with a number of PC operating systems, including Windows on a Macintosh, something like $70, and it exists already. So Microsoft isn't losing anybody anything by pulling out of the market there.
Right.
That is my understanding as well.
What do you guys think of this network card for gamers? Did you see this?
I saw the headline, yeah.
The folks at GD Hardware have an interview with Bigfoot Networks discussing the pending release of their killer network card, which is said to greatly reduce in-game latency. According to the interview, this card uses a Linux-based subsystem to do its magic.
I'd like to actually see the details there on that one.
Is that a problem? Network latency?
That's the gamer bugaboo, right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Lag.
If you're lagged or latent, then your commands are behind everybody else's, and that could be critical in a, you know, in any kind of clickfest-type game, which is most of the ones out there. But I'd be interested in seeing how this card is accelerating your, you know, the network stack.
Well, what... I mean, is there some way that it could perform some kind of keep-alive or... You know, something to.
No, I mean.
To keep your little pathway open?
It lag isn't because the pathway, you know, closes per se. That's not the way that, you know, IP traffic works, but.
Well, I think Senator Ted Stevens would beg to differ.
It's a series.
It's tubes! It's tubes, I tell you!
It's a dump truck, okay? Or no, I'm sorry, it's not a dump truck. No, I mean, any respectable vendor with a, you know, popular network game has invested countless hours in optimizing the network code and releases, you know, patches and that to make that better, because that's their lifeblood. That's how the game works. What I want to know is how this network card's, you know, driver or, you know, whatever is doing it better. I don't.
The
I
website don't. For this killernick.com is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't. This is like buying those.
It's looking all
web
silly.
Accelerators that download, you know, web pages in the background, and that's how it accelerates your connection.
Okay, so you're not buying.
I'm skeptical.
We got a white paper coming to us right now.
You got a white paper coming?
Yeah. I'm totally validated now that Amitai has believed in me.
Well, you know,
some schmo from New York agrees with you.
That's right. What else we got? You know, of course...
Oh, wait. Just real quickly, speaking of latency, Mozilla recently announced a...
Prioritizes network packets is what they seem to be talking about here. Oh, QoS.
Whatever. That's a bunch of crap. No, I accept that they do that.
Prioritizing both incoming and outgoing packets. I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, it says that's the least of the features. Anyway, Sunbird and Lightning, the Mozilla calendaring projects, are reaching another milestone release, and they've sent out a request for people to download those and give them a good thrashing so that they might smite any bugs that arise.
They're talking about basically putting an engine on the card, so your PC doesn't have to do IP reassembly, checksumming, header verification, stripping, et cetera, et cetera. A bunch of stuff that happens so blindingly fast that it's your bandwidth that really eclipses that stuff. I can't imagine that changes the damn thing.
Well, but don't. I mean, as you said, Matt, in a clickfest, isn't it just a minute gain would mean a lot?
It's possible. You know, this. I wish that we were hugely popular so that they would send us one of these damn things so that we could evaluate it and find out what's going on. But since we're not, and if the price is right, I might have to acquire one and find out what the hell is going on.
I blame myself.
So do I, but okay. Regardless.
You know what we should do is just pan all new technology, and the only ones that we'll say that are any good are the ones that have been sent to us.
Well, yeah, I can guarantee that any hardware vendors or software vendors who are listening right now, if you send us free stuff, we will like it.
Yes.
By the way,
our listeners, these will be very, you know, highly integrity laden reviews too, and we'll like it.
And there'll be a great deal of latency also because we can't even manage to do the show notes.
Shut up.
I'm not blaming you. I mean, I could have just as easily done them. So.
Dewey, we miss you.
Yeah.
Jerk.
if the card somehow manages to reduce CPU and system resources onto the card itself, it's possible there could be some gain there. It's just like back in the day when they started coming out with Win modems. If you bought a Win modem, you were just a dumbass because it offloaded all of the stream control into the CPU, and it pegged you to 100% anytime anything happened.
And, I mean, like, graphic cards take on, you know, a lot of the processing that formerly was handled by CPUs. It's the idea, but
so,
can't imagine it's a big
deal.
Is this like getting
thing?
A math coprocessor for your video game?
Could be.
Yeah. That's their idea. They're saying they're doing enough stuff on the card.
They're allowing... Oh, my God.
$280.
$300?
It better be good.
Forget it.
Wait, you get a t-shirt, though.
Forget about it.
You get a t-shirt?
Yeah, you get a t-shirt.
Oh,
that's
worth it. And you get fear.
Maybe it sucks your dick.
Does it suck?
I think it says something about that, too, yeah.
I'm pretty
if
sure...
If it fits in an RJ45 port.
Yeah. I think there's an attachment you can get.
I know we discussed...
Like the eyebrator.
We discussed whether Matt had a free thing of the week or whatever. What's your segment called?
Free software of the week.
Free software of the week.
Dork Almighty's free software of the week.
Well, I found something out there that's kind of interesting. If he doesn't have anything.
Well, I just wanted to mention the Sunbird and Thunderbird things. Or Sunbird and Lightning things.
Which reminds
those
me,
are
what's the difference
the
between Sunbird and
Sunbird
what's the difference
yet?
Between Sunbird and the Lightning plugin?
If you were listening just like 5 minutes ago, Russ.
I guess I wasn't. Sorry.
Sunbird and Lightning are both the calendar projects that are affiliated with Mozilla. Sunbird is a standalone calendar project, whereas Lightning is attempting to integrate seamlessly calendaring functionality into the Thunderbird email client. And both of them are reaching not quite the 1.0 version yet, but are reaching a milestone release now of added functionality and that kind of stuff, and they're asking for people to test those.
Sweet.
Are they going to be fully compatible with my PDA?
They are compatible with several different kinds of PDAs.
They,
I don't know what you got.
Most of the big standards, including Apple's ICS or whatever that is. ICS files, I think they are.
Yeah.
Amitai might know that.
Yeah.
You guys know that tomorrow, I think, is the FCC auction for the 2.5 gigahertz range?
Of which Sprint Nextel owns the largest chunk thereof.
And they just announced something about that,
and
but I didn't understand.
And Sprint's going to pour $4.5 billion into the WiMAX.
Right.
Yep.
That's going to be there.
Now, is WiMAX going to piggyback off of the traditional
net
or what?
WTF it is.
From what I understand, conceptually, it's more of a way to connect smaller nets.
But
it acts more.
But this sits on top of the traditional internet.
Well, yeah. I mean,
any
wireless has to sit on top of the tubes. Right.
Well,
to get access to the rest of
the wireless
net,
which is,
you know,
I guess
connected.
So.
At some point, you go to wires.
Right. Sure.
Or lasers.
Or something.
Sharks with lasers.
Well, I'm excited. I mean,
well, wait a minute. Let's, you know,
I'm not excited.
We can talk about that. Sprint's but what do you got, Russ? You said you had some kind of free software thing.
Oh, yeah. A little late, but in keeping with World Cup news, Trinidad and Tobago's user group is packaging and publishing a open source for Windows CD. So it's, I looked through the list. It's got a lot of really cool software on there, including... where'd it go? I had it all open. Standards like OpenOffice, 7-Zip, which is something I install on all my machines. Notepad 2.
Sidebar. I have a question for you guys.
Yeah,
I'm Matai, listen up. A friend of mine recently asked if I had Stuffit on my computer, and I had to say, no, I didn't, and haven't for years.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
I didn't even know that, you know, they were still a product out there, but clearly they are.
Can't 7-Zip do it?
I was going to say, is there a utility that will open
HQX
SITs?
Files or something? SITs.
Amitai, you know anything about something that would open it on Windows?
Stuffit for Windows?
I think there is a Stuffit expander for Windows. I think it's like shareware or whatever, but you know,
WinZip doesn't open.
What kind of file type were you trying to expand?
SIT.
Yeah. Yes. Stuffit expander. Typically, at least the last time I looked, they do have a Windows version. but there are some gotchas with the .sit format. If it was made on a Macintosh, especially in the old days, it's going to have that whole data fork, resource fork issue. And a two-forked file is real handy on an old Mac, but it doesn't do you much good on Windows, and I don't think that if somebody made you a file that was two-forked like that and then suffered it, you wouldn't be able to get that out on Windows in a useful way. But if it's a relatively modern thing and they just stuffed it instead of zipping it, then Suffit Expander for Windows should do it.
I believe it was some kind of media file that was stuffed into a Suffit.
Okay, if it was done like in the last, if it's not like a 3-year-old file, then your chances are pretty good for Windows.
7-zip does not associate with.
I don't think so either.
With SITs.
The flip side though is macOS 10, at least since Tiger and maybe earlier, you can create an archive in the Finder with a right click or with a control click. And by default, that's a zip file. So whoever made this should probably start to adapt a little bit to that.
That's solid advice. Thanks, man.
Excellent. Excellent. I wanted to mention some free software that I found as well. It's sort of free. It's not totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's free, but it involves non-free.
So, okay.
All right. It's called Bart PE.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this, Russ?
Yeah, I've tried to build it up before. It's kind of a hassle.
Well, they've got a very convenient installer now, and you get the Bart PE environment, like builder. And what it basically does is it takes Windows XP setup files, so not your installed, like, you know, Windows files, but like the i386 type files from
the i386 folder.
From the i386 folder. And it kind of builds a bootable, special Windows-based environment, a little bit like ERD Commander,
yeah.
But you can associate all kinds of plugins.
Yeah, all
with
kinds
it.
Of tools and
all
stuff
kinds of like Adaware, Spybot, antivirus programs, Ghost, all kinds of things. And what it does is it basically can latch on to the host system's registry and disk system. And all kinds of stuff, and so you can run a Ghost. Say you don't have maybe you have a laptop without a floppy or something. You don't have a Ghost boot CD, which, you know, whatever. If you don't have one of those, this thing can do it with the Ghost plug-in. But I think what's most important about it is that this is, I think, a revolutionary tool for fighting, you know, slimeware and viruses and stuff. Because if you can boot into this separate environment, but then run the classic tools to root the stuff out.
You're not in some crazy DOS shell, and you're not in any
exactly.
Kind of
and you can run these actual tools, and it can use your network card to, and they can update themselves. I mean, they're almost fully functional, these programs.
Nice.
And so you can like update them, get the latest definitions, and so you can run Spybot, you can run Adaware, you can do all this stuff, and it will take a job that used to take 3 or 4 hours and could potentially take it down to very little.
There goes our salaries.
Well, luckily, most of my clients don't know this exists.
And unfortunately, when I tricked into it, you had to build it up yourself because they can't hand out XP. So
right.
You have to get your own license copy or
that's right.
Dubious copy
well,
of XP.
Well, you have
XP
to have your license copy of XP and like your license copy of Ghost if you're going to do that. But, you know, Adaware, like the Spybot people are like, yeah, this works with Bart PE. Here's the little files you need. So it's actually really cool. And so that's now of course I built mine, and so this new program is a, you know, has a builder. So you just associate the plugins, and
I don't think plugins
then you
is
just
the right
say
name.
Then you go build. It's called, they call them plugins,
but they're actually applications.
Yeah, but they call them plugins.
Hmm.
But because sometimes they take a weird form, like cab files and strange stuff like that. And so you just tell it build, and it builds an ISO that you then burn, and you
sure.
then you can boot.
Hey,
with
I was
it.
Looking for ways to burn for free. Cause my machine comes with all kinds
Windows?
Of
Windows.
Cool, my new laptop has DVD and CD burner on it. What are good applications out there?
I think I have one on here.
I found one a long time ago, but I lost it somehow.
If it came with that, then it came with the software to burn it. to burn to.
Well, not
drive.
When the dumbasses in IT put on the standard image that there's no Nero.
You could try CD Burner XP Pro 3.
Alright, what I found was Magic ISO, and I just had to get an ISO burned, and it also made it bootable, so that was very cool.
Okay.
Which is kind of a challenge sometimes with Nero, I know.
Yeah, you have to do all this weird shit, man.
But yeah, so that worked for me, but I think it was an evaluation, Magic ISO. So I'm
not
feel
sure.
Great about that one.
I don't know.
You could look at the IBM.com support site and see if you can download the DVD software that your IT department decided not to give you.
I'll say something else, too, is that there are a lot of websites of these places like crazy, you know, computer surplus places that have, you know, like
OEM versions.
They literally have like OEM versions of Nero 6 like for free or for like, you know, $10 or $1. They go into eBay, you could probably find a version of a Nero disc for $1 with
I'm really impressed
$4
that
of shipping.
For this machine, I've installed hardly any Pay software. In fact, it came with Word and what was the other thing? I forget now. But if it hadn't had that on it and I could use OpenOffice, it would have no free software on here. It has Norton on it. So I figured if I did OpenOffice and AVG, I'd have no Pay, you know, no non-free software. Oh, and if I had the GIMP.
Anything else?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. What's going on?
Well, why don't we do Shane's little segment here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
We don't... Obviously, the
name... We're
lacking
flow today.
The name is... what's that?
We're lacking flow today. I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's a weird day.
I don't know. I'm not at my... I'm not at my full...
I'm coming off a hangover.
I'm not at my full capability.
You're doing fine.
Did you see the list of top 50 movies that never were in wide release?
No, I didn't see that at all.
Number one is Rocky Horror. Obviously, that's been playing forever.
Sure.
Boys in the Hood at number two.
Boys in the Hood?
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Never got wide released.
What?
I don't know how they define it.
Okay.
Most theaters the it was ever one. At was 926 for Boys in the Hood.
All right.
And we're for a standard theatrical major release, we're talking 2,000 to 3,000.
And what the
sometimes
the
four. If
the
it's
extra
big enough.
Column on this table that would be interesting is to see the receipts for, you know, VHS or DVD rentals and or sales.
Yeah, that would be killer
I'd
too.
Like,
this
I,
is just box office.
I would
gross.
Suggest X-Men 2 for this list.
It was in wide release. We don't.
Yeah, that was.
It was a little boutique film. It was only up at Cedar Lee.
Whatever.
Okay.
Real funny. Real funny, man.
Speaking of movies that are up at Cedar Lee, that the O in Ohio.
Yeah. Dory made me go to that. It's funny.
I want to see it.
Yeah, but it's funny. Jumped the Cedar Lee. I saw it listed at Regal Cinemas now.
It's funny.
Crazy.
It's not a great movie by any stretch, and it definitely has moments where you're like, oh, I can't.
I like the fact that when I read the review, her job is to be like one of the promotional people in Cleveland that promotes Cleveland.
That's so
dead on.
It is so Cleveland, though. I mean, there are so many Cleveland. It's so filmed in Cleveland. There are so many Cleveland scenes.
Sometimes that's distracting for me. Like for American Splendor.
Yeah.
I love it, too, but you miss stuff because you're like, wait, where's that building?
Well, I was doing that, but I was naming all the shit. And, like, they just did little things that I thought were kind of funny but kind of dumb at the same time. Like, she's going through some lovers, and at one point, Toby Radloff is in there. And he's like, thank you for the sexual intercourse.
You know, he was up for like Howard Stern's new Whack Packer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I only caught the end of the segment. He didn't win.
Oh. He's a little...
Yeah, they called him the sidekick of Paul Giamatti in American Splendor. And I was like, wait a second, he was himself.
Exactly. He was exactly. No, that's a funny movie. That's a funny movie.
Excellent.
What else is in there?
So yeah, Boys in the Hood, then Royal Tenenbaums is next.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I love
that
movie.
That was only in small release, though. I've seen most of these movies. I mean,
Stand By
New
Me.
Jack City, another New early...
Stand By Me and New Jack City?
Yeah.
Stand
By
Me
was a great flick.
Stand By Me
was it in wide release?
848 theaters at the most.
Oh.
Who knew?
The Full Monty, another...
By the way, the fat kid?
Yeah.
In Stand By Me. Huh?
Jerry O'Connell.
Not fat anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway,
who would have thought
ahead.
It?
Yeah.
And Corey Feldman?
In fact, wasn't he Robin?
That's
done.
Right.
Corey Feldman done.
Yeah.
River Phoenix dead.
Dead.
Well, Corey
Will
Feldman's coming
Will
back.
Will Wheaton done.
The Coreys are going to do something.
The Coreys are going to. They should have a reality show, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I think so.
The Coreys should.
The other
Corey's
all chunky now, which is funny.
Yeah.
I was just watching Lost Boys the other day. He does not close his mouth. He's a mouth breather.
Yep.
Damn that Haim. Or Feldman. Haim. Lost in Translation, O Brother, Where Art Thou?
I thought Lost in Translation was awful.
Interesting.
Did you really?
Totally boring, and I didn't care about the... I didn't care.
Wow.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the gross is here, by the way. Rocky Horror is up to $140 million, basically. And then Boys in the Hood at number two has 56, and then it's a pretty much a slow progression, pretty linear, all the way down to Billy Elliot, and number 50 is $21 million. Hmm. Being John Malkovich, Howard's End,
The
Freedom.
Usual Suspects.
See, Being John
Memento.
Malkovich, to me, should be, like, in the top 10, because that's such a great movie.
Well, these are just by sort of by Gross.
Just by Gross?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Quiz Show, you know, Oscar-nominated for Best Picture, my favorite picture of outstanding year, is on there with $24 million. Garden State.
Blah.
You didn't like that? If I was 10 years younger, I would have loved that movie.
I didn't watch
it. I can't get too into it anymore. Too old.
I didn't watch it.
Dead Again. It's a good one. Early,
Dead Again?
Early Branagh. Is that Dead Again?
Dead Again?
Yeah. Dead Again.
Dead Again?
Yes.
Or Dead Again?
Dead Again. Howard Dead Again.
Finnegan Begin Again?
Sorry. So that's that list. I think we've killed it.
What's up? What did you say?
Diagonally.
Diagon Alley. It took me a little while to figure that out because I never read the books.
So like, I don't know what that
what
means.
What are these stupid-ass names? Oh, wait a minute.
Who? What? What are you talking about?
Diagonally.
From what?
Diagon Alley.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Oh, I don't read that shit.
I didn't read it either, but did you see it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to make her richer than the queen.
She already is.
She already is bloody richer than the bloody queen.
Well, JK, so your bloody contribution Rowling. Won't do anything Rowling. Different. So go ahead and see it. They're good movies.
they're entertaining. If you're into that. Actually, if you don't mind sitting there and fantasizing about fucking Emma Watson.
She
by the
is
way,
be
is she the
rocker.
Kid?
Rocker.
She's really Hermione Granger.
She upset it that way?
Not. She's just... She has a chance to be super hot. She's a little awkward right now, but...
Well, she's... I mean, she's what? 15 or whatever.
I don't care.
I know, but she's supposed to
listen,
be awkward.
Listen, did you ever see when Lindsay Lohan first hosted Saturday Night Live?
No.
And when she wasn't skinny yet. So no. She was all like healthy looking and busty as hell. And her tits were just busting out all over. I mean, her body was just ready to explode. And they... They did a thing where they come back after summer vacation and nobody can
They've
believe...
They've done something bad to fucking...
IMDb.
They got little pictures next to the people now.
What?
It's terrible.
It's taking all right, hold on. I got to check this out. You guys got to keep talking.
Okay. Well, we're looking for... Unfortunately,
Emma Watson.
It's listed...
there you go.
We're on one of the Harry Potter movies and it's listed in order of appearance as if anybody cares about that shit. But and they have little headshots next to the people. It's freaky. Yeah, she's way too young, guys.
Well, yeah, she's way too young,
oh
but she's going to be hot.
Oh, look at the other freaks are in this movie. Is she in anything else yet?
No.
No hair, nothing besides Harry Potter?
She doesn't need to be in anything else. The royalties from these movies alone are probably... She's probably richer than the queen.
That would be upsetting.
Why? I mean, it's not like you live
don't
there.
Don't like it.
Are you a royalist?
No, I just don't like it. Why is it so damn popular? It's not
then,
any
right?
better than any other book. Everybody has to go read it. Bugs me.
Maybe you should read it. Just
I like to
find
go against
out
the flow
about it so that you can actually.
What
you
do
know,
I have to find out?
It?
Understand the whole thing.
Well, but you can't criticize it if you haven't read it.
Well, yes, you can. What's good about it? I'll
she's
criticize.
Hot. That's what's good about it.
I don't think she's that hot.
She's pretty hot.
Maybe
something hot about her.
Maybe a little.
She's 16 now.
Yeah. How bad can it be?
That means she's legal in
she's
Kentucky.
She's legal. Legal as
she's
sea
born
salt.
In 19 freaking 90.
Legal as sea salt. Hey, listen. So Lindsay Lohan plays Hermione. Rachel Dratch is Harry Potter.
No way.
Yeah. I've seen that a couple times.
And what's his name? Wait a minute. I want to say Seth Meyer is Weasley. Is that right? Seth Meyers.
I don't even know what you're fucking
Weasley?
Talking about.
Beats the hell out. I don't know who's...
Who's Weasley?
That's that red-haired dude that you just were busting
oh.
on.
Yeah, Rupert Grint. Anyway, the
care.
Point is that nobody can, like, concentrate or do anything because her tits are just busting out of her little, you know, Hogwarts sweater. And it's just really hilarious. And at one point, Will Forte comes in as Severus Snape.
Nice.
And he says, he says to her, "Oh no, call me Severus. No, wait a minute, call me Professor Snape." And he gets so flustered at Hermione's body that he just
is that the bit, or is he screwing up?
He penalizes Gryffindor 50 points and gets the hell out. He's like, minus 50 points for Gryffindor, and he like runs the hell off. And Chris Parnell and Seth Meyers come in, and they're like, I think they're like the older guys from Gryffindor or something, and they're gonna, and they're trying to lure her back to their room where he's got some you know,
porn,
wine or something like that, and something, you know, whatever. And she's like, no, I've got to do this spell or whatever, and so like, well, okay, we're gonna go beat a couple of blodgers. And like, oh, you're going to have a game of Quidditch? And they're like, no. That's pretty funny, too. And she's trying to cast a spell, and she's like raising her arms over her head, like pushing her chest out. And she's like, the magic isn't happening. And the one guy's like, oh, I think it is happening, you know. Kind of like that.
That is a great bit.
It was really good. In fact, the whole episode. I don't get it. The whole episode.
Maybe if you read the books, you'd get the humor.
The whole episode is really funny, and it's got the original Debbie Downer.
You're kidding.
Where they lose their shit. Have you ever seen that before? Where they lose their shit and everybody starts laughing during the sketch to the point where they're just, I mean, it's like Horatio Sands is crying and he wipes his tears with like a waffle that he got because they're at like a restaurant. And he like wipes his tears with a waffle and just has to walk off. Like somebody walks off stage because they can't even.
Are you kidding
they can't,
me?
They're just like, they're like, whatever, I'm out of here. They just like walk off because they can't fucking control themselves. It's so amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
All right. Well, as for funny clips, I suppose we should do the YouTube thing now.
Oh yeah, there's a segment.
Yeah. Well, here's the search terms. You could look for. I think it's. Well, let me see if I can find the email. Hold on a second. Somebody say something.
Something. Somewhere over the rainbow.
I'm looking too. Keep going, Matt.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to say.
This is a tough week.
It's actually kind of sad. It has been a tough week.
All right. He's got Darth Smartass.
Yeah, that's right.
Is the first link.
To give out the links is just stupid because they have these ridiculous combinations of characters at the end to identify them.
So the search strings.
So search strings are like Darth and Smartass.
At YouTube.com.
Yeah, YouTube.com. So this is...
Or just check out the...
Tech for Life. Tech for Life. Tech for Life, YouTube, Live of the Week.
You know, actually, we should tell How's people that? How to add custom search engines to Firefox. I had forgotten to forward
you
that.
You can add a YouTube search engine?
Sure. You can add any search engine to Firefox.
Hot diggity damn.
Hot dog.
All right, well, anyway.
You know, I saw that movie the other day.
What did you think of the theme song I just came up with?
That was pretty good.
All right.
It was better than your earlier
Tech
attempts.
For Life. Tech for Life. Tech for Life. YouTube, Clip of the Week. And then like a gong, like psh. How about this? Okay, so search for Darth and Smartass, which is Darth Vader being a smartass, and it's funny.
Yeah.
You can look up Chad Vader.
Uses the original actual clips.
Right, uses the actual clips. You can go
from the film, and it's just re-edited, and it's freaking hilarious.
Well, the editing job was fantastic.
Exactly. It's really good. It's very short. Very good. Safe for work. Chad Vader. Look up Chad Vader.
Very funny.
Huh?
I thought that was very funny.
It's really funny.
I didn't see that one.
And it's good. It's like Darth Vader's like grandson or something, Chad. And he's like a day manager at a grocery store or something like that. And he just has to deal with stuff. You know, he's like what does he do? He tries to ask the checkout clerk out on a date, and so he like reaches his hand out to the flower refrigerator, and like the door opens and the bouquets just flying out.
Would you like to go out with me at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and discuss the new laser checkout system?
Yes, that's right. The new laser checkout system. And
hey, there's multiple. Chad Vader has multiple. What do you call them? Episodes.
Oh, okay, good.
So there's at least two. So there's more to watch. On the way.
And I would also recommend that. What did you think of? Did you see the one that I sent out there, the Barats and Beretta?
Yeah, it was all right.
Mother's Day?
I thought
that's very funny
to catch up or something.
It's like
get into thing.
Search for Barats, B-A-R-A-T-S, and then Mother's Day.
It's in a different vein than the...
It's totally different, but it's pretty goddamn funny. Put your microphone up to it.
No. Keep talking to her. No. Don't do that.
Okay, well, then pause it.
Yeah, actually, why don't you just pause the
you know what? Why don't we just end the fucking show, and then we can go watch Chad Vader?
We could do that, too.
All right, sorry for the substandard show. Amitai, you still there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry that today's show was a little lackluster.
Okay,
we're low energy.
You said Lindsay Lohan, and I started nodding off a little bit.
Hey, no problem. I'm sure the rest of the Zero listeners were nodding off, too. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Amitai. It was a lovely pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
It was a lovely self-pleasure
for me as well.
Come back and join us anytime on the show.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right? And good luck in this year in school.
Indeed you do. Thank you. I need it.
Straight A's, we'll accept nothing less.
I will not tell you about the not A's.
Okay, good. All right, guys. Well, that's going to be the end of the show. I'm time to hang up on you now.
F off.
Take care, bro. All right, see ya. So there's that.
Oh, you know what might have been a good discussion? Damn it. Now I think of it.
What?
Anyone see 30 Days, Morgan Spurlock's little show?
You know I haven't, but It looks great.
It can be pretty good at times. This
I'll
week
get
was
the DVD or
outsourcing.
Something.
Some poor guy, programmer, lost his job to outsourcing. They sent him over to India. And it was interesting. Oh. It wasn't as controversial as usually because he wasn't like Indians suck to start with. So they usually take someone who hates and throws them where they hate.
Yeah.
But it was pretty entertaining and enlightening.
Now, did you watch the one where he went to jail?
Yeah, that's not out yet. But
oh, it's not out yet?
It's coming up this season, yeah.
You know what might be amusing?
What?
It's a Bollywood production of Office Space.
Office Space?
So that when they outsource him... When
like, no Office Space?
Yeah.
My office is nicer than my house space?
Definitely true.
So I'm done.
Anyway.
I got nothing.
Let's we're end good. This. Come on.
I got nothing.
Done.
I got nothing.
We're done.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you very much for listening. This was our worst show ever. Probably this is kind of lackluster.
This is the sound of a black hole.
We were supposed to drink a lot more.
Yeah. It's
Russ
my fault.
Is hungover.
I'm sober.
He's not drunk. I'm not drunk. Matt didn't go get more beers in the middle of the show.
We miss you, Dewey.
We miss Dewey. We need Dewey
we
desperately.
Love you,
man. Fetch
our
all
beers
right.
And post
okay,
our links.
Come on, end the show.
All right,
damn
that's it.
Ramble.
Go to dial-a-dork.com. Email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com.
Clearly, we need more content, so please send an email.
Yeah,
Tim,
send
where
us
are
an
you?
Email. Yeah, what happened to Tim? No, no bare metal question of the week for like two straight shows now. We desperately
in
need help.
12 straight weeks. I don't know.
Yeah,
many shows recently.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's it. Thank you very much for listening. We are out.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.